Welcome back to the fourth episode of Behind the Music, a feature podcast here at Radio Laurier, where I, your host, Abigail Heckbert, interview upcoming Canadian musicians and artists from across the country. Today's episode features Osei, a talented R&B soul singer-songwriter from Toronto. All of her socials and music will be linked below, so go check it out and enjoy this episode. Bye!
My name is Osei. Well, I can't say I'm a 17-year-old R&B singer anymore. I'm 18 now. Just turned 18, what, 2 weeks ago?
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. But yeah, my name's Osei. I'm an R&B singer-songwriter coming from Toronto. Started my music journey early 2020, so it hasn't been that long, but yeah, I'm just doing my thing. And
that's awesome. So is 2020 when you started playing and writing music like officially, or did you kind of like do it as a kid, or I guess early teens?
I mean, music has always been a part of me, especially, you know, growing up in church and everything. I was always surrounded by that atmosphere, especially the fact that my mom, she was the choir leader back in the day. So I would always go with her to choir practices and stuff, and, you know, just be surrounded by that atmosphere. So music has always been a part of my life, but actually getting into it, I didn't start songwriting until like summer 2019. And then everything kind of just kicked off in 2020. That's when I told myself, like, let's just do it. But music has always, it's always been a part of me, you know, just making that big step of like, this is it. That was that 2019. That was it. Yeah.
Nice. So would you say that your church background growing up and your mom being the choir leader, would you say that's one of your main inspirations, or like what other things inspired you to do music?
I would say the church was the foundation, definitely, but the building blocks were really, I don't know, just like different things, like really being, I would say, yeah, the church was a huge foundation, honestly. And then also in high school, I did a lot of like musicals. I was a theater kid. So, you know, also just that music aspect again. And, you know, I was actually leader of the choir in my high school. So, you know, that avenue as well. And then also learning my late grandmother's story. I think that's the biggest pusher for me, because I learned that she used to be in a band, you know, and she had her own records and everything. She used to dance, like she did everything. She was active, you know, but obviously like the opportunities just weren't there with the environment that she was in. And then on top of that, back in the day, you know, music wasn't really considered like a career essentially. So it was hard to really expand and just, you know, like push it the way that we can nowadays. So I would say that that's probably the biggest fuel right now. Obviously other things, they help to, you know, aid me, like the church is still, you know, a big part of me, but my grandmother's story is really what keeps it like going. And also my love of it too.
That's nice. That's actually really awesome. You have like a nice rich history and like deep roots within like music in and of itself. That's really nice to hear. Do you have any artists or musicians or like bands other than like you mentioned your grandmother and your mother that inspire you and your current sound?
Yeah, definitely. I would say Mary J. Blige, Janet Jackson, Alicia Keys. I love Alicia Keys, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, you know, Drake, of course, because just the versatility factor. Yeah, Jhené Aiko, like Kehlani, SZA, like the list goes on. But oh, how could I forget Brandy? Brandy is a huge one for me. I love Brandy. But yeah, those are my go-to.
That's really, there's a lot of rich vocals in all of those individuals. I love that, especially Alicia Keys. My mom, my mom loves her.
Trust me.
A lot of powerhouse vocals, and Drake with the versatility as well. Absolutely. Yeah. So do you have like a creative process when it comes to creating a song or like writing a piece of music?
Definitely. It really varies every now and then, but I would say some of them, I love freestyling to beats. That's usually how I come up with my melodies and, you know, my, just like my words, and just to get everything out, you know, just like see what's floating around in there. Okay, let's just do a freestyle, see what comes out. And yeah, that's usually just how I create my melodies. Sometimes that's how I come up with words too. You know, I like to write in the dark also. I feel like, I don't know, it just helps me center myself and like keep myself grounded, if that makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Just be alone with myself, be in that Zen space. Like, okay, like it's go time. And like when I just started music, it's super funny. My thought process was, okay, some of our best ideas like come when we're in the shower, right? So like, let me try writing in the washroom. And it did help. I mean, I don't do it as much anymore, but that was one thing that I did used to do. But yeah, you know, even like when I went to LA in April, I was in the studio with this one producer. His name was Jeffrey Rashad, super dope. And he was like, you know what, Ose, you're not going to go in the booth. We're just going to sit here with the piano. Here's a handheld mic and we're just going to jam out and we're just going to see what comes. And I kid you not, in like 30 minutes, we had a whole song. It was crazy. That was probably the first time I've ever done that. And I loved it, honestly. So that's probably something I'm going to try to adapt to as well. But yeah, freestyling's my go-to. Jamming out's cool too.
Nice. I love that. It's been nice to hear everybody's kind of different creative ways of like getting that like juice going in their brain where they're like, oh, like I really like to whatever. I like to be by myself or I like to be in nature, or it's like everybody has their own place that like that creativity like starts to come out.
Yeah,
I love that. So your latest single is called Hurt Bay. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to write and what that song is about?
Yeah, so what it was like to write that song, the way that song even came about was super funny, because that wasn't the single that I was going to put out next after Do No More, because I was really frazzled. And also surprised at how much people received Do No More and how well it caught on. So I was like, damn, I gotta follow up with something that's like super strong, you know, because my whole thing is the next song that you're about to release, it's either got to be better or just as good as what you've already put out, or else there's no point in putting it out, right? You don't want to put out mediocre content. And so, you know, me and my producer, super dope, my guy, Elgene, he's from New York, but you know, we were like brainstorming and we were kind of trying to like do the runaround a little bit, just like, okay, what can we make? Because I had like a timeline in mind and things were really tight. And so, you know, he was like, okay, you know what, why don't we just like go back to the roots where it all started? And we started listening to, you know, like different sounds. Like, oh, I also forgot to mention one of my inspirations, Jasmine Sullivan. Amazing. But yeah, we were actually listening to Jasmine Sullivan and, you know, like Brandy and her. And then he was like, I'm gonna call you back in 10 minutes. Hold on. And he comes back with this dope loop, which was, you know, basically that's Hurt Bay, the foundation of Hurt Bay, from one of my other guys, Josiah. And I heard it and I was like, yo, this is cold. This is dope. And yeah, he came up with the title actually, Hurt Bay, but I just wrote based around that title, you know, like just really digging in deep, like what that, just that hurt, you know, that heartbreak and everything. And what's so ironic is that we wrote it on Valentine's Day too.
Yeah, I mean, that is super ironic.
That is very ironic, but yeah, you know, it's an ode to the heartbroken and the heartbreakers.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful song. I think you have very rich vocals and they really came through on that song, especially. It was like, it's always just so interesting to listen to everybody's music, but especially people like you who have like this powerful, powerful voice. And it's like, you have so many avenues that you can go down. And I think what you've done so far is really great. So I think you are going to, no problem. I think you're going to go places. How did COVID affect you? Of course, that unavoidable thing that we've all been going through. How did it affect you as an artist? Did it prevent you from doing anything interesting or cool? Or do you think it opened up opportunities for you to be more creative with you and your sound?
I want to say it just made me want to work even harder. And it brought out things in me that I never knew that I even had, because at the start of this whole pandemic was when my career kicked off. Actually, prior to the shutdown, I had my first show, like my first gig, like ever. And literally like a week after, everything just shut down. And I think I had only released, or I was about to release my second single. And at the time also, I was still getting used to the studio and just like that whole like flow of being in, you know, like music mode. And so it was difficult for me in that sense, because it's like, damn, like I'm just introducing myself to my city, you know, the world. What am I supposed to do, you know, without live performance, without being able to go out and interact with people? Like it's just super difficult, you know. But I didn't let it stop me, just because I knew that, you know, I don't know, I could just do more. And I knew at some point, you know, everything comes to an end eventually. So this pandemic isn't going to last forever. So when it's all said and done, when this pandemic ends, what am I going to have to say for myself when it comes to music, right? Like I need to continue pushing. I need to continue going, even though things are shut down. So that includes like getting stronger with my writing, you know, coming up with better melodies. You know, we have social media, right? So we're not completely shut off from the world. All these different ways of like interacting with my supporters, my fans, and everybody, just to keep the momentum going and the fire burning, you know? And actually what's so funny is like, I don't even know how this happened. It was just so crazy. But, you know, I mentioned that one of my inspirations is her. And currently I'm actually being managed by her manager, who is also the manager of Alicia Keys, Jeff Robinson.
That's amazing.
That is like my dad, bro. Like I call him Pops. We talk literally like every single day. Like we're like this. Like that's my heart right there. But yeah, you know, I met him during COVID, which it was on social media too. You know, like he heard my music and we just connected from there. And it was like we had known each other years back, you know, the connection was just there. So I don't know. I think COVID, it, like I said, it brought out things in me that I never knew I had, just that determination, that grit. And it's why I am where I am right now. And I'm continuing to move forward. So yeah, I never let it be a setback. I just let it, you know, just push me even more.
Yeah, that's amazing. Instead of looking at it as like this big blockade, you were like, you know what, I'm actually going to work on myself and like everything that you had mentioned. That's amazing. You also mentioned that you got to perform for the first time pre-COVID. So what was that like for you? Was that like a, like, weren't you like super excited and you were like, this is it. Like, this is my start.
I was beyond excited. I was ecstatic, you know, even though I think it was like, what, maybe a crowd of 100 people, but that was more than I could ever ask for, you know, because like with me, I never look at, you know, like whenever it comes to gigs and stuff, I really try not to look at, oh, like, is this platform, like, do they have a big platform, or like, oh, maybe the crowd's too small. It's like, nah, like, if you're telling me to be somewhere for my music, like, I'm there, you know. It doesn't matter how big or small your platform is, everything is a stepping stone. So for me, I just looked at it as, you know, this is one step forward, one step closer, you know, like, these are 100 more people that have heard my music that, you know. So for me, I was so excited, you know, just the being in that atmosphere and also getting to perform like my own music, like that was crazy for me, you know? So yeah, it was dope.
That must've been a good feeling. And I think that's a really admirable outlook actually to see it, even though it may be small to some people, looking at it as that's 100 more people that could influence 100 exactly. other more people to talk mm-hmm. about you and be like, hey, yep. Go stream her stuff or go check out her Instagram. And that's like a really good way to word of mouth, I think, is actually a really good way of spreading. Yeah, exactly. So because you had performed it that one place, do you think that you might have a favorite, or like, is there something that you would want to do post COVID that is maybe different, or like, where would you kind of want to perform first after all of this is kind of over?
After all of this is done, I really want to perform at North by Northeast. I feel like that would be beautiful. I'd love to perform in North by Northeast. Also the CNE too. I'm pretty sure they do, there are performances that happen at the CNE. That would be dope to do, you know, just like something a little more intimate, just to connect with more people just on that level. But yeah, honestly, North by Northeast, the CNE are probably my two right now. And yeah, of course, like abroad, we're gonna get there.
But yes.
For local venues, definitely CNE and North by Northeast.
So more of like a festival kind of vibe versus yeah. like maybe like an individual venue or like opening or whatnot. Like
I mean, like I said, for me, it really doesn't matter. Like, as long as it's pushing my career like forward, mm-hmm. as long as I'm connecting with X amount of people more than I had before, like even if it's two people, like that's two more.
Like, I will take that.
I will take it and yeah. I will run with it. You know what I mean?
Like, I love that.
Yeah. So honestly, whether it's like opening up for somebody or, you know, doing a small show in a place like, you know, the Underground at the Drake, you know, or mm-hmm. wherever it is in the city, like I'm for it, honestly. And honestly, having my own show at the Underground would be super dope too. Honestly, yeah. Now that I think about it,
that would be awesome. Yeah. Speaking of touring or opening for people, is there any artist or musician that you like, there's no limit, you can do whatever you want? Who would you want to tour with and why?
That's such a difficult question. Do you see how many people I just named as my inspiration?
I know. That's why I was like, you could do anything. You could like make your own festival lineup. I think that'd be great.
Damn. Okay. If I were to make my own festival lineup, definitely myself, of course. I gotta have her on there. Alicia Keys, definitely. I would say Bryson Tiller as well. I love his voice, absolutely love his voice. Drake, of course, gotta represent the city. I gotta have Jazz too. Jasmine Sullivan. I feel like her stage presence is just so commanding. Like, her voice is out of this world. Like, I gotta have her there too. Kehlani, Daniel Caesar. That's just off the top of my head.
That's,
you know,
but, a beautiful yeah. lineup. I'm going to that.
I got you. I'll see you there.
That would be great. Yeah, I love that. So just to wrap up, is there any advice you would like to give to your fans or the people listening about pursuing their dreams?
I would say, when it comes to this music thing, you gotta love it, you know, like you have to fall in love with it, because it is so easy to get discouraged. It's so easy to, you know, compare yourself to other people. And, you know, obviously we can't help it, right? Because we live in this digital age where, you know, like we're always looking at other people, you know, like there's just that insecurity and that kind of sensitive mindset that we all have at the back of our minds. So I feel like, you know, sometimes you just gotta block that out and just do it for you. You know, if you're doing it for other people, then you gotta stop, you know, just love it. And also, I remember watching her interview, and she was talking about when she was growing up, her dad always told her when she wanted to start music, that if you don't love it without money, once you get it, it's not gonna make a difference. Right. So you just love it. Love it with everything in you.
That's beautiful. I love that. So thank you again, Ose, for joining us here today on Behind the Music. I appreciate it so much. Go stream Hurt Bay, streaming yes. on all platforms. So yes, thank you.
Oh yeah. Also, I got the music video. I haven't announced this on my IG yet, but I got the official music video for Hurt Bay dropping on the 22nd.
Amazing. Also go stream that.
Yes, also when that comes out, you know, you gotta run up those plays.
Amazing. Thank you for joining us.